This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation. You know, it's just in the chat room. And by the way, if you want to join the chat room, it's just corporationnation.chatango.com. And, you know, we could debate this stuff all day, where authority comes from. Of course, when you define the word authority, it actually boils down to permission. So authority means permission. Kind of an interesting dichotomy of meanings there. But really, I mean, if you have authority, then you're getting permission from it somewhere. Unfortunately, these folks, although they pretend that their authority is from the people, it's actually an ecclesiastical authority. It's the authority as the vicar of Christ, the replacement of God on earth. And that's really the higher authority or power or permission that this authority comes from. And of course, the civil law was also created within the ecclesiastics. And so, you know, someone was just, you know, there's all these trick questions, and they're good questions, and they would be good questions if it weren't for the fact that we seem to forget again the fact that we are under a military occupation. Most men and women in the military have no idea that the fact that they're stationed, say, in Hawaii or California or in the middle of Kansas or any of the 50 states, according to the Labor Code, General Orders 100, left over from Lincoln's campaign to take over the seceding states. Well, guess what, folks? The presence, according to Article 1 of the Labor Code, the presence of a military base, represents the marshals of law in that state, represents the takeover, the military occupation of that state. And the Labor Code rules that have been codified, and I can't remember what title they're in, apply. So we have the semblance, and this is the thing we always got to remember. We always got to step back for a moment. We got to remember that we are a militarily occupied country. We got to remember that Germany is still a militarily occupied country. This, thus the purpose of military bases and all these hundreds, I won't say hundreds, dozens of countries out there, including Japan. Ask anybody that has any political knowledge in Germany, and they'll tell you, yes, we are an occupied country of the United States. Ask anyone in Japan, they'll tell you, yeah, we're still an occupied country. Okay? The problem is Americans don't realize that we are an occupied country according to the Labor Code. Because remember, the United States, the new United States when the old United States dissolved because Congress abandoned its post. The new United States was called under Lincoln, and under martial law, they went and they had the civil, quote-unquote, civil war, the war of northern aggression. And under the Labor Code, the rules of the victors, the rules of war, the rules of civil treatment of the losers of that war were established. Well, after a while, we all became enemies of the state, according to the Trading with the Enemies Act, or at least potential enemies, and it just got worse and worse and worse, and now we're potential terrorists. I mean, basically everything is set up to where, at any time, we can be taken under military rule, basically. And in truth, if we were to really, really pinpoint, and I think Bert would agree with me here, although if not, I'd love to hear his opinion. Really what it boils down to is that we are under military rule and the courts are actually military courts. What do you think of that, Bert?
Well, I have to agree with you. And the more I keep, I mean, I tell you every now and then, it's like, Clint, I'm going to prove you right, whether I like it or not. I hate it sometimes when you're right, but you're right. And the way I can prove what Clint is saying is correct is from a very logical point of view. Imagine you just turn loose, I don't know how many millions of slaves. Okay? You just turn them loose after the supposedly 13th Amendment. You need to supervise these freed slaves because they just might revolt. And you need to establish military bases all over the place to keep tabs on them because they are under the responsibility of the federal government. So they have to keep an eye on these freed slaves. Therefore, the need for military oversight. And now that they have converted every one of us into a freed slave, now they have military supervision over all of us as well. And when we revolt, we are revolting like freed slaves, not like the free people that created the supposedly government for the United States of America. So I hate to say it, but you're right.
Well, you know, I wish someone could prove me wrong in this case, because it, you know, we can go through the motions, we can learn all this stuff, and we can try to fight this system and stay out of the system and all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, you know, I've talked about this before. I want to start a community eventually of like-minded individuals who wish to be the mongrel people in the Brave New World model and wish to protect each other and form a compact and help each other barn raising and sharing and all that good stuff. Sounds real, you know, hokey, but that's my ultimate goal. But at no time do I kid myself in understanding that if that community starts becoming political or having any kind of power or starts competing in, say, currency with the United States, that the United States military is going to come and tramp the heck out of us, and that community is not going to be no longer. There's plenty of examples of that happening in Waco and in other places. So this is the fine line that is so difficult for me to comprehend how we can possibly be free until this military occupying force that is the United States, that is the District of Columbia, that controls each state military. And remember, everybody in the military lives in the states. They don't live in Washington, D.C., like you said. So they must go to Washington, D.C., either virtually or in reality. They must be a part of Washington, D.C. to do their job. And if these men, these men and the governors who control them and the, again, I just can't stress this enough. It's the mind has to be awoken in enough of these soldiers that they will have the power and support to start denying orders. Because essentially, again, they're already walking the streets. They are already being used to as peacekeepers in the United States, our own military. This is the first part of what is going to eventually become, which is, you know, I lived in New York. I was in New York for 9/11. I watched it from my roof. Next thing I know, I have armed military men in camo with helmets on and submachine guns there to protect me from who knows what. I mean, if anthrax were in the subway, I don't think they could protect me with guns. So the whole thing is crazy. We are under martial law. The way you know you're under martial law is if martial law can be declared at any time. That means you're already under it. It's just called military rule. We'll be back, folks. What you're waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart. Philosophers and plowmen each must know his
folks. Welcome back. I want to read you something. We're going to be reading out of another case here. This is the court's opinion, and it goes along with what we're talking about here. Court's opinion is this: the highest duty of the citizen is to bear arms at the call of the nation. This duty is inherent in citizenship. Without it, and the correlative power of the state to compel its performance, society could not be maintained. It is a contradiction in terms to say that the United States is a sovereign and yet lacks the power of self-defense. Hence, the power was expressly granted by the Constitution. It is found in the power to declare war, which means a power to carry on war successfully with the means necessary. So when we talk about the word necessary, of course, that's also a reference to the necessity clause, where, you know, basically, if we find a necessity in something, we can go around the Constitution. We can do a lot of things out of necessity. One of those things, of course, is the president with his emergency war powers to declare emergencies, which is why we have this mess in the first place. But this is basically saying that the government believes that the highest duty of the citizen is to bear arms at the call or when it calls to the citizen. Okay? Now, Bert, this states nothing about morals, duties, or, well, it does say duty, but the moral or philosophical objection to raising arms at the call and on behalf of the nation. And this is where, see, what this basically says is that anytime the nation requires it, the citizen's duty and his highest duty is to defend the nation. Remember, the nation is 69 miles square in Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, here's the thing. This is from that's actually from the same case that we were quoting earlier. And here's the thing. This is such a beautiful section from this case because they are taking one meaning and trying to get you to believe that it means something else.
Yeah.
They're talking about the highest duty of the citizen is to bear arms. They're not talking about the 14th Amendment citizen who requires a license to have a firearm. Okay, they're talking about the original citizen, but they're trying to tie it to the 14th Amendment citizen. And this is what is so sick about the people who write these things for these courts, because they take truth, twist it, and try to get you to conclude that it means something else when it doesn't. And when they're talking about, you see that it says here, the highest duty of the citizen at the call of the nation. They're not saying the United States. They're saying the nation. There's a big difference between the nation and the United States. But they want you to think that they're saying, like you correctly said earlier, the United States, the District of Columbia.
Right.
It's just a game, a play of words, a play of misdirection. And they do this day in and day out, and the people don't have a clue about what they are doing. And if there's any doubt, the newscasters attempt to get rid of it.
Well, I think the best way to describe this, you know, they're using the word highest duty. And again, a duty is a duty goes along with the word right. Right and duty are basically bosom buddies. Okay.
So yeah, it's one side of the coin and the other side is the
other. Exactly. So if I have a right not to be forced to give away something or whatever, then you have a duty not to force me to sell my property or whatever. So with rights comes the requirement for all others to have a duty to not harm that natural right. Okay, but that's in the natural, and that's what this is actually referring to. And again, you say they're twisting it to the 14th Amendment, which is the status. where there is no natural duty. So this mm-hmm. was actually what they're doing is they're quoting or referencing a time when there was still somewhat of an honor system. And now they're making it, it's almost like reading the requirements to become an employee at Walmart. If you're going to work at Walmart, it's your duty as an employee to bear arms at the call of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
let's
go to this section above it. Why don't you, it says the constitutionality of the selective draft, which is the selective service, of course. The constitutionality of the selective draft law also is upheld against the following objections. So when someone objects to the constitutionality, to the legitimacy of the selective service law, in other words, the draft, when someone objects to that law and the constitutionality of it, what does it say?
Yeah, so if you bring up these objections, basically they're null and void, okay? And one would be that by some of its administrative features, it delegates federal powers to the state officials.
So if you argue that in court, it's going to be...
You will lose.
They're going to fart all over it.
Yeah. Next one, that it vests both legislative and judicial power in administrative officers. You cannot bring up that argument either. It will be shut down.
Well, and let's focus on that because the purpose of a separation of powers, of course, is, you know, if you had legislatures that were legislative officers of the government, your Congress, that both made the laws and then also decided upon the legitimacy or constitutionality of the law, you'd have a lawlessness. I mean, you'd have the lawmakers would be the courts and you'd be screwed. Which was the original idea of separation of powers. Of course, separation of powers went away, oh, I don't know, a few months after the Constitution was written with the concept of judicial review. Then the judicial power basically became the legislature in a way. It's kind of hard to get into that. But that's a really valid point because a similar way to think about that is that you don't want your police officer to also be the witness and the prosecuting officer. I mean, he can't wear three hats. He's supposed to be the person you make a complaint to. But instead, he's taking on the role of both the citizen making a complaint, the officer having the complaint made to him, and also the prosecuting attorney almost. So you have to have separate, you can't wear these hats. And that's what it's saying. But if you argue this in court, they're going to say, well, screw you, you're drafted.
Yeah, you can't bring up that argument. And then the next one, that it that by accepting ministers of religion and theological students under certain conditions and by revealing from strictly military service members of certain – oh, relieving, yeah, of certain religions, sects, whose tenets deny the moral right to engage in war, repugnant to the First Amendment, can't bring any of that stuff either.
So there's no religious exemption?
Actually, no.
All right. Well, we'll be back. There's one more. We'll cover that when we get back. Welcome.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Chaos theory, hurricane control, advanced privacy, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergels, nanoscale weather machines. All of these technologies exist in some form today.
Look, Mummy, there's no plane up in the sky.
Goodbye, blue sky.
All right, folks.
Goodbye, blue
we sky. Have had a lot of cloud seeding and geoengineering and weather modification going on up here in this particular area of the country. I don't know about you guys. While there was receding, maybe the government shutdown had something to do with that. I don't know. But it's back, unfortunately, sadly. So we're talking about the constitutionality of the Selective Service Law. And again, this is you'd be a fool to argue with government about what's constitutional. It's kind of silly when you think about it, because again, government is sovereign. It makes the laws. It decides what is constitutional, not you. You can argue all you want, but you'll be wrong. So if I were to go into court and I were to say that because I am a minister or a student of religion and I have theological or religious purviews that Well, it says certain conditions that by relieving from strictly military service members of certain religious sects whose tenets deny the moral right to engage in war. So if I say, hey, it's not moral for me to go and kill people. Or if I was to say simply that it is repugnant to the First Amendment, which supposedly guarantees the right of freedom of religion and freedom of speech and all that, and that it interferes with my religion to be forced and drafted into a foreign corporation's military to go kill for, well, basically corporate gain and that sort of thing. Well, that would be that would be held to be a void argument. You could not use that in court against the draft law. That's basically what this is saying. No religious exemptions. Sorry. Bert, are you muted?
I'm over here just laughing at the reality of this thing, you know?
Yeah.
That people believe, because, I mean, some people will get drafted and they'll say, like, no, it's against my religion to kill, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to bear arms. They're like, okay, well, you'll be the latrine killer, cleaner. Go clean the latrine. But you're still in the military.
Mm. Yeah, you're a cog in the – without you, it probably wouldn't work too well. So
yeah, the so last they'll one, still use you.
The last one says it creates in – this is an interesting one. And now remember, folks, when we were talking earlier, the court case – that we're talking about, it said the Constitution is inapplicable in the District of Columbia. So it's inapplicable in the United States, in other words. So now we're in a U.S. court, a United States court. Doesn't matter really where it is, because everything is considered in the United States, according to these people. It says that it creates, if I were to argue the constitutionality of the selective draft law, selective service, to force me to be drafted and go kill, if I were to argue that creates involuntary servitude in violation of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, hey, that's an invalid argument. Because remember, what did we just say? In the same case, the Constitution is inapplicable in the United States. You cannot argue the Constitution, folks. It's not for you.
So what does the last section say?
That was it, involuntary servitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people really need to let that echo into their head, that you can be forced into voluntary servitude if you are a citizen of the United States. I mean, that is actually in the California, I'm not sure if it's the statutes or the Constitution, that you can be forced to be a juror, you can be forced to be an officer, you can be forced to clean up roads, you can be forced to be part of a roadblock, you can be forced to do all these things without pay.
Well, that's because the highest duty of a citizen is to bear arms at the call of the nation, Bert. Don't you know?
And I mean, isn't that an oxymoron thing? Because they're misleading you into thinking that the right to bear arms is the same thing as you being forced to carry a firearm. And they're two totally different, unrelated things.
Well, I'll tell you what's important here is, okay, and, you know, for those that are not religious, that's fine. We're not talking about religion. We're not talking about the corporate churches here. The highest duty of a man is to God, is to equity, is to nature. Whichever word fits you better, that's fine, to the natural law. That's the highest duty of both government and man. So when the government tells you that the highest duty of you is to bear arms, to defend the nation, no matter how corrupt or unconstitutional, then there's a problem, okay? Because it is usurping God. It is usurping the natural duty of men and creating a contractual, forced, involuntary servitude beyond God, beyond nature, the natural law, beyond the duty, the true duty of a man to protect natural rights. That's what's important to really glean out of this is We're talking about a government who is acting as God. Now, there might be some people out there, I don't know, that that want to call in and take a piece out of us and say, hey, you're wrong. So we welcome any calls right now. If you feel like what we're saying is not true, or if you whatever floats your boat, give us a call. And we'll be glad to fence with you.
But you know, here's the thing that I want people to really understand, that we all need to go back and at least read those basic Ten Commandments. Because my one favorite in there is thou shalt not steal. You know, thou shalt not be involved in theft. And whenever you vote to force a tax on your neighbor, you are in fact involved in theft. And when you are in a jury and you vote for that man or woman to be convicted because that man or woman did not obey a man-made regulation, just a man-made regulation out of thin air, you're honoring a higher God. You're violating the very first commandment. I mean, if people would just obey those very basic commandments, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in. And if you are one of those people that goes to church, it's your duty to get up on that podium, turn around and look at your congregation and tell them, you are not part of a church of God, because your church is in fact a corporate entity of the state. No one in here can stand up and argue politics because of the fact that you're already a government corporation. You cannot speak up against your God, which is the state. So your church, it's not a church of God.
Well,
it's a church of the state.
I guess if you're going to claim religious exemption, you better claim what religion you're. Because if you claim to be a Catholic, well, you're not claiming to be a Christian. You're claiming to be, and that creates the corporate sort of veil or the corporate falsity. Similarly to being a citizen and giving up your natural rights, by being part of a corporate church, you're actually kind of giving up your religious exemptions, because it's a corporation of the state, like you say. And that's an interesting view of it.
Yeah, so if people would just simply stand up for their basics, I mean, we're not asking anyone to even accept a single word of what we're saying. Just go back to your basic Ten Commandments and at least honor the first one. If you could just honor the very first one.
What is the
There's
first
no
one?
Way you could have no other God greater than God before you. If you were that, honor that one, you could never convict a man for violating some stupid legislative creation.
Yeah, because remember, now to make this clear to people, again, your belief, I don't care what you believe, what we're talking about here is a concept, whether you believe in God or not. What it's telling you when it says that you shall have no other gods, it means literally the church. It means literally the government, terrestrial. I'll get that word before we come back here. Feel free to call in, folks. We got another 10 or 15 minutes here. We'll be back.
How's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength, military specifications, made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord, huge selection, all ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this campus. Believe that you can do it. Because you can do it. Because you can do it. Relax,
all right. Like water. Welcome back. We're in the final little segment, and then it's the weekend. So I wanted to just expand on what I was, what this means. Do not have any other gods before me. However you want to interpret that, I want to give you my interpretation of that. Okay, because we've talked about this before, the vicar of Christ. The vicar is the replacement, the anointed, goes through all those ridiculous ceremonies, wear all their tunics and all that crap, put on their gold and jewelry, which is totally against the teachings of Christ, in a decorated, ridiculously wealthy palace, which is totally against Christ. So basically, what we're saying is do not accept a temporal god over nature, or over God, over the spiritual or natural realm. Do not accept an artificial God, is what it's saying. So what does the word temporal mean? It means earthly, materialistic, physical, sensual, lay or mortal. OK, Okay, you see the difference between between accepting and embracing nature or God and embracing a man as God or the Lord of the earth, the Pope, the Queen, the President, okay, secular, carnal, civil. Oh, temporal is civil. You know what else temporal is? Unspiritual, unsanctified, unsacred, unhallowed, terrestrial. You see the difference? Non-spiritual, non-sacred. That is what these people are who claim to be God on earth and rule you as such. So when the Bible says, do not accept another God before me, well, guess what, folks? That's what you accept when you accept citizenship. That's where we are, folks. We are unspiritual, materialistic beings that have forgotten and turned our backs on nature. That's what it's saying. Okay, so I just wanted to get that out there. What do you think, Bert? Oh, actually, you know what, Bert? We have a call.
Yes, let's take
a several calls. Richard in Alabama? Are you there, sir?
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, okay. This is a refugee camp. Now, the evidence of that is that anybody who has a driver's license from Mexico or China or Israel or any real nation can skip away from all these codes and rules, and he can rely upon the law and the Constitution. But see, that's because Mexico and China and Israel are actually nations, and we are just a refugee camp.
I believe Russell Means said that we are just on a reservation.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of the Indians.
That's another word, reservation, refugee camp, Gaza Strip. It's we have the exact same political status as the Gaza Strip. We are governed by the United Nations, but anytime Israel wants to come in and stomp on Gaza, they can do it because, well, nobody cares. It's only a refugee camp. And so, actually, the Palestinians have a better status than we do. They have a passport. The problem is they have to go to Tel Aviv to get their passport.
Well, let me tell you what the biggest difference between people in all over the world and as opposed to here is people. Most people all over the world, they know that they're being screwed by their supposed government. People mm-hmm. here in the U.S. don't know that they're being screwed. That's the biggest difference.
They are massively entertained. Mm-hmm. And so
the reason that we can never be a nation is that we have pledged all our land to the International Monetary Fund as security to back up those units of credit that are financing all the agencies.
Well,
the IMF has nothing of value except for our land.
Except for our paper.
And we can't take it back.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll remind people that the IMF is actually in charge of the Social Security, the International Social Security Administration. With most countries have Social Security similar to ours. In fact, China's Social Security is actually called the Social Security System. So that's all being run through the IMF with international agreements and everything else. Oh, thanks for the call, my friend. Anything else to say, Richard?
Oh, well, I won't weary you, So, good night.
Well, sir, I appreciate it. Call back anytime, my friend. Let's take Taryn in Illinois.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah. So what is the solution?
Well, whenever anyone asks me that, and I'll let Bert answer after me, anyone asks me what is the solution, I, you know, shake my finger at him. I say, hey, when you ask a question like that, you better know what the meaning of your words are, because if you don't know the meaning of your words mean nothing. Look up the definition of solution. You'll find that the only legal definition of solution is the end or satisfaction of contract. So what is the solution? If I were to interpret that, the only solution is for us to get the heck out of our contractual relationship and membership with the United States. Simple as that.
Well, okay, my answer to that would be follow at least those Ten Commandments wholly and teach other people to do the same. Because the United States or the States United supposedly has, you know, this huge millions and millions and millions of people that claim to be Christians, but none of them practice it. It's all in word only. They all go to church and they leave church and they live their Christianity in the church. And then they go Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday living like pagans.
Yeah, but remember, the churches aren't Christianity. The churches are either Catholic or Mormon or whatever they are. They're not Christian. Christianity, it is not a church. It is not a thing. It's not a physical thing. Christianity is a set of things to do to be a free man under nature. Do no harm, etc. So I consider Christianity like the republics of the United States. They are vacant, just like Christianity is basically vacant because we've all been sucked up into big, massive corporations that call themselves Christian but are not. Just like we've been sucked up into the United States and we pretend to live in states, but we do not. They're vacant, the republics and Christianity. So does that answer your question, sir, or do you have another suggestion?
No, I'll take that as it is. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, man. Thanks, Taryn. Bert, more callers, or do you have anything
else? Yeah, take the next call.
All right, Sean in New York. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I disagree. So Christianity, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Christianity is not vacant. The churches are vacant. The people on the land, they are still Christians, and they're the ones that are being persecuted. So that's my rhetorical proof that Christianity itself is not vacant.
Yeah, but the people that call themselves Christians are not acting like Christians.
Well,
they're not exercising the teachings of Christ. They're not even honoring the very first commandment.
Most
if they
don't even
do that, we would have no problems.
I don't think most even know what Christ was teaching. For the most part, that's been usurped by the doctrines of the church. And there's a big difference between the doctrine of the church and what the Bible actually says. Plus, there's all the lost books of the Bible, which actually expand on this further and explain the natural law and what Christ was actually teaching. So, again, whether Christ was real or not, not the point. Christianity is a way of life. It's a compact between men to live without government and without corporate church.
Okay, so here's a question. What do the Amish do? Do the Amish stand on their rights in the Constitution, or do they stand on their rights not to be a party to the Constitution?
I believe that the Amish, and I'll verify this and maybe come back and tell you, but I believe the Amish stand in a allodial title of the land. In other words, they are the caretakers of the land. They don't care what the United States has to say. That's what I think.
Yeah, but what does the state say to them?
What is the state? Well, they refuse vaccines, and not a one of them has autism. I don't know. I mean, the state would love to get their hands in them, and I think they're creating reality shows to demonize the Amish. Obviously, the Amish mafia, for God's sake. But Sean, man, maybe you could call back the next time, and we can go further into this. Bert will be back on Thursday. Until then, thank you all.
All right, have a nice weekend, everybody.
Take care.
God bless you.
With financial uncertainty.